This is KCUR 89.3. What do you get when you gather dozens of authors and hundreds of writers and readers all in a small city in the middle of Missouri? One thing you get is some surprising literary superstars. KCUR contributor Janet Saidi explains.
Salman Rushdie, winner of the prestigious Booker Prize and one of the most internationally recognizable names in literature, is set to fill an auditorium at the University of Missouri tonight. And Ishmael Beya, who stunned the world with his 2007 memoir about being a child soldier in Sierra Leone, will share his story in person today with hundreds of area high schoolers. And the man most responsible for making all of this happen is Columbia resident Alex George. He's the creator of the Unbound Book Festival.
I thought that Columbia was the kind of town that would really respond well to that kind of thing. I mean, we're a hyper-literate community. We have three universities. A bizarre number of wonderful writers live here, and so many smart readers. I mean, there are scores of book clubs and lots of people who are passionate about reading.
George is an author himself. He writes literary novels about friendship and epic family sagas, and he loves attending book festivals. He couldn't understand why there wasn't a book festival in his adopted city, especially considering the success of the annual True False documentary film festival, which brings more and more people to Columbia every year.
And we're a town that loves its festivals. Of course, we have True False and we have Citizen Jane and Roots and Blues. So all of these different things came together.
Last year's inaugural Unbound Festival drew almost 4,000 people and featured another literary icon, Michael Ondaatje. Now George is about to kick off the festival's second year on a recent Wednesday morning at home in the Old Southwest neighborhood of Columbia, finalizing preparations with the festival's other organizers. George says he now knows why no one had done it before, because it's hard.
Almost seems like almost 2 years ago when Alex invited us here and said, what would you think about a book festival? And we all said, wonderful, let's do it.
Kathy Salter is a local writer who publishes dispatches and essays from her rural home in southern Boone County. She's one of the first people George approached with the idea.
And so it began with no money, great energy, a group that some who hadn't met each other and others who knew each other through book circles. And it's just been nonstop. I mean, our lives haven't been the same ever since, I think.
You did want coffee.
No.
You didn't want
the first coffee. Item on the agenda seems to be getting caffeinated. After some serious work with an espresso machine, George distributes mugs while chatting about what it's like being an Englishman in the middle of Missouri.
I came here from London and lived in London for 12 years before I came here. And was it a culture shock? Oh, yeah, absolutely it was a culture shock.
Columbia might have been a culture shock for George, but he says the town is a source for a lot of creativity. Writer and Unbound board member Jill Orr says she agrees that Columbia is the right place for a book fest. With her first novel, it's book one in a lighthearted mystery series just out this month, she says she hasn't attended a lot of festivals as a writer yet and is looking forward to diving into the experience here.
Obviously, this year getting Salman Rushdie to come as our keynote is huge. But beyond him, we have so many interesting writers coming from all over the country, all over the world, really. And I just think it's such an opportunity for people in our tiny little town in the middle of Missouri to get to, you know, sit and listen to and engage with and talk to these, like, amazing writers.
It's this live factor that seems to most excite Alex George. The festival has built up a budget of around $150,000, which funds the bringing in of literary superstars and also outreach to area schools. And George says much of his time is spent fundraising, but his eyes really light up when he mentions the undiscovered moments that unfold at a festival. Things like live poetry performances, a storyteller this year who performs The Grapes of Wrath in 45 minutes, and unlikely panel conversations on topics like boxing and poetry.
Of course.
Of course, right. But go and listen to one of these young poets. I mean, they are incredible. And they don't just read their poetry, they perform it. And it can be a transformative experience.
So besides presenting literary lions like Rushdie and Beya, George hopes the festival brings close encounters of the literary kind through the many author conversations and panels taking place throughout Saturday. A panel on literature and dogs, for instance, or on writing about disability, or the literary legacy of James Baldwin.
Just to encourage people's the urge to write, which is all within all of us somewhere, and just trying to find out where exactly that is and encouraging that to come out.
Alex George and the rest of the team say they want to take literature off the page, to bring it to life, to make it, you could say, Unbound. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Janet Saidi.